大家好，今天布朗尼加芬为您归纳的是一些包含了动物的习语。记不得大学里哪本教材说的一株生九子，九子各不同，小猪都是这样，那就更何况是人了。 Randy 和 Jason 虽是双胞胎，但性格呢却相差十万八千里。 At schoolRandy was shy and as quiet as a mouse. He was also very clever. He had a twin brother, Jason. Jason loved football and had to walk like a dog to make good grades. In school, Randy was the bookworm. He loved to read, but without his glasses, he could not see. He was as blind as a bat.Jason ate like a horse and was 200 pounds at age 17. Both of them were early birds and got out of bed at 4 every morning. Randy read and studied. Jason went training. Today, because they were pig-headed and did not give up, Jason is quarterback for the Glendale Geeks, and Randy is the owner of the team. 性格呢还真是迥异。在描述内向的 Randy 时，我们用到了两个 as 结构，分别是 as quiet as a mouse 和 as blind as a bat。前者呢意思是 being shy and not talking much， 害羞不爱说话。后者意思是not able to see well because of very bad eyesight， 因为视力不好而看不清东西。这两个比喻呢并不难理解。英语中用 as 结构的习惯用语呢还真是不少，再比如 as busy as a bee， 异常繁忙的， as cool as cucumber， 非常镇静的。描述 Jason 的两个习语呢分别是 work like a dog和 ate like a horse。 Work like a dog 意思是 work very hard， 比如 He works two jobs and goes to college。 He works like a dog because he wants to get a good education。 他干两份工作还去上学，他如此努力的工作呢是因为想要得到更好的教育。 Ate like a horse，从后面17岁的时候呢就重达200磅可以知道 Jason 食量很大。不过汉语中我们还真不是常用马来形容比较能吃的人。虽然性格有完全不同的方面，但两兄弟相同的却是都属于 early birds。 我们常说早起的鸟呢有食吃， early birds 被用于指代早起的人，第一个到达的人。再比如 Alan arrives at the office before everyone else. He's an early bird. Alan 比其他人都早到了办公室，他是第一个到达的人。两兄弟间另一处相同之处呢，是两个人都 pig-headed。 Pig-headed 字面意思看上去有点像猪脑袋的，但其实呢，它相当于 not taking advice.Stubborn， 也就是很固执的意思。再比如 Adam is so pig-headed that he never listens to anyone. He always does what he has decided. Adam 是个很固执的人，从不听别人的建议，而是按自己的决定行事。既能付出努力做 early bird， 又能坚持自己的目标，有些 pig-headed。这就难怪最后健壮的 Jason 能够成为球队的四分卫，而聪明的 Randy 则成为了这家球队的老板。现在回答一下 Rose 的问题吧。 If you work like a dog, do you work hard or don't you work hard? 好了，我们下期再见。